welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Thursday. Hope you're having a good day. And if you're not having a good day, there's always tomorrow, right? It's Friday. I'm Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We like to call it Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, with simulcast on KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving most of southeastern Arizona, certainly Cochise County. We live stream the show on my website. It's buckmastershow.com, and here on the station's website, kvoi.com. And if you missed part of the program, or if you would like to hear the program at any time, anywhere in the world, we are at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We usually have today's show posted. Shows are usually posted by early afternoon. We'll call it that. We're live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. Our lead interview this afternoon with Pima County Supervisor. She is actually the vice chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, Sharon Bronson. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll visit with our nutrition contributor, Jack Challum, will be along, and then attorney Don Luce, the Buckmaster Show contributor on legal affairs, will help us close out today's edition of the show. You are always encouraged to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And we begin now with Sharon Bronson. Sharon is the vice chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. She is supervisor from District 3. And she is going to be announcing right now on the Buckmaster Show that she is officially going to be seeking a fifth four-year term. Sharon, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for the intro. And yes, I am officially seeking a fifth term. I am looking forward to running on my record. The taxes levied by Pima County today are at historical low levels. They are less than they were in the late 1970s on an inflation-adjusted basis, per capita basis. We are still providing essential funding for law enforcement and public infrastructure. Despite the $50 million in cost shifts or mandated payments or fund sweeps from the state legislature, our parks and libraries remain open. We are delivering on our bond promises. We have new libraries in Marana, in Flowing Wells. We've just completed that 30 miles of loop system of non-motorized trails that benefits the entire region. So I intend to run on my record, and I'm asking for the voters and my constituents to continue to support me.
And you will have competition, it looks like. Tanner Bell, former U of A football player, he's an academic advised counselor at the U of A, a Republican. He has formed an exploratory committee to seek election in your supervisorial district. And you have had competition in just about every race, haven't you,
the four times I've had competition, every time, three of the four times, both primary and competition in the general. So I'm used to running and getting out and talking to voters. And I think it's healthy to have competition so you can have discussions, important policy discussions.
What do you think the issue will be between you and Mr. Bell?
You know, I'm looking forward to learning of Tanner's vision for District 3. I know that in other contested races, Rosemont seems to be an issue. To some extent, the Marana Sewer Plant, those seem to be issues. But at this point, I don't know what Mr. Bell's vision is for District 3, but I do want to welcome him to District 3. He just recently moved in. I'm certain he's going to find it as enjoyable a place to live as those of us who have been there for years. I myself have lived in the district for 30 years.
It's a huge district, isn't it?
It's 7,400 square miles, and I
Whoa.
Know he's going to enjoy meeting the residents of District Big Three, and I'd be happy to give him a tour if he'd like one.
You know, I have no idea what Tanner Bell's position is on Rosemont, but I know that some of the candidates shaping up in the supervisorial races, it's almost turning out to be kind of a referendum on Rosemont. And, of course, the Pima County Board of Supervisors on record against Rosemont. You think Rosemont eventually will be defeated, Sharon Bronson?
Well, Rosemont may very well not get the permits it needs, but that will not be the Board of Supervisors who issue those permits. They have the draft environmental impact statement that they put together has concern. There are a number of concerns from a number of federal agencies, the EPA, Bureau of Reclamation, the BLM, lots and lots of concerns. And, you know, I think that Tanner Bell and I are probably going to see eye to eye and that we think this is a property rights issue. I think it is. But, you know, the land that they're going to mine on may be theirs, but everything else they're going to do, it's not their land. The U.S. Forest Service land isn't their property. The miles of road that they will drive their trucks on aren't their property. They're the taxpayers' property. The water table they're going to divert and contaminate isn't their property. It's the residents of Pima County. It's ours. The air they're going to foul with dust and other pollutants, again, isn't their property. It's ours. So, I mean, there are real concerns when it comes to the water table, water contamination, and air quality surrounding the mine. And again, yes, they have a right to their private property, but we have property to the taxpayers and the residents of Pima County and the United States when it comes to those issues.
What about those jobs?
This is the 21st century, not the 20th century. Cotton, copper, and cattle, while important to our economy, are not going to be where the 21st century jobs are going to be generated. I mean, we are going to be generating those jobs in biotech, in aerospace and defense, in alternate energy. And that's where my focus is. As a member of the Chairman's Circle of TRIO, I've made, actually, in the almost 16 years I've been in office, I've made economic development a priority of mine. Because if we don't have economic development, we don't have quality of life, we don't have equity, we don't have infrastructure. And so, yes, economic development is my number one issue.
Sharon Bronson is with us. She officially declared her candidacy running for a fifth term here on the Buckmaster Show today. If you would like to join in the conversation, perhaps you don't agree with the supervisor, perhaps you agree with her or whatever. If you have a question for her, she will be delighted to answer any take your questions or any comments at 790-2040, 790-2040. Of course, Rosemont is a big issue, but the big issue that seems to be emerging in everyone's neighborhood. You know what that is, Sharon Bronson. The roads. The roads are terrible. The potholes.
The potholes are terrible. I can definitely tell you that.
You have some bad ones in your neighborhood?
We have some in our area, that's for sure. And if we didn't have those HERF fund sweeps, we'd be fixing those potholes. But as you know, Bill, on the agenda for Tuesday, we are going to be discussing that issue. And we think that, again, despite the HERF fund sweeps, we will be finding some money to start addressing those pothole issues in unincorporated Pima County. Our roads are deteriorating. We really do need to get those funds back. But again, in the meantime, we've got to address the issue. And I think we have several recommendations that the board as a whole will be supporting on Tuesday.
Yeah, Mr. Huckleberry was with us last week. He shared those recommendations shortly after he had given you and your colleagues a list of 16. And he's given you basically 16 items, kind of a laundry list to choose from. I have no idea which ones will finally play out, but I think it's safe to say something will get done.
Something will get done, and from my perspective, several of the of his recommendations involved raising taxes. I certainly am not going to be supporting that, not in this economic climate.
Okay, we have James ready to go on the Buckmaster Show. James is on the Buckmaster Show live line. James, you're with Sharon Bronson. Go ahead.
Yes, afternoon. The term being saying swept, you know, the state legislature swept the road fund. But isn't it not true that counties still get several million dollars, like $40 to $50 million for road repair?
No. It's not true. We are not getting money at that level. We lost, I think, almost $7 million this year. Money we get for, we are getting some money with the half-cent sales tax with the RTA, but that's for capital projects. That's for building roads, not for maintaining roads. And we are at historically low levels. The gas taxes that you and I pay at the pump that should come back to this community are not. They are going to balance the state budget. We are getting considerably less than we have been in past years. And, you know, in the final analysis, and I appreciate your comment, in the final analysis, those are our dollars. They belong down here. We're doing the best we can with the few dollars we have for road maintenance. But, you know, the state legislature needs to give us back those dollars. If this were private sector and somebody took that kind of money, I think it would be considered a felony. But because the state legislators are doing it, it's perfectly legal. It wouldn't be for you and I if we were taking someone else's money.
Thank you, James. James with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're talking about road repair. We're talking about Rosemont. We're talking about an election year with Sharon Bronson. And getting back to the meeting that is coming up Tuesday, and this is a very important meeting. Mr. Huckleberry had summarized 16 different ways that the county could find funding in the budget, including, as you say, Sharon Bronson, one of the proposals, increasing property or sales tax. You say you would not want to go along with that. Borrowing from impact fee accounts that now have some cash in them, and pursuing Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek's suggestion that voters be asked to reallocate RTA funds. That's something that Mr. Huckleberry says he does not want to do.
I think that's a difficult one. I'm not sure we legally can do it without, enabling legislation at the state legislature. And by the time you get that, it's too late. So we need to move on some of the other items. I think the impact fee issue is one that's doable. We can borrow because nobody's out there building right now. We can, and then repay it as this economy improves. I think that has the least impact to taxpayers and the biggest bang in terms of getting those potholes fixed. What is disconcerting to me is that, our state legislators do not seem to have our best interest at heart. And as you know, an audit bill was recently signed by the government to audit the Pima County bonds.
Why don't you hold that thought, and we'll get to the audit after we take a break, Sharon Bronson. We'll take a break right here on the Buckmaster Show, and that bill that Sharon Bronson was talking about to call for the Auditor General to audit the Pima County bond situation, that was signed into law by the governor. We'll hear what the Pima County supervisors are going to do about that when we continue with the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Augustus Paris Antiques is a very special place for the discriminating antique collector, specializing in one-of-a-kind pieces of 19th century to mid-20th century European antique furniture and objects of art. Owner Roberta Franzheim has a great eye for quality and lasting appeal. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1222. We're with Sharon Bronson, Pima County Supervisor, Vice Chair of the Board of the Pima County Supervisors. She announced today formally that she is seeking a fifth term on the Pima County Board of Supervisors. We've got a couple of callers. The one caller who's on the line, we'll get to you in a second, but here's someone, Sharon, who did not want to go on the air. And it's kind of interesting question about the gas, the highway users tax. Why couldn't the county kind of dip into that tax, take a percentage before you send the funds up to Phoenix?
Well, unfortunately, we'd have to have permission from Phoenix. I mean, we could try, but and I actually like the idea, and I think that's what we should be doing. The question, we'd need permission from Phoenix to do it, or we'd have to ask the various gas stations in town before they sent their check off to Phoenix.
Send it downtown, right?
Send it downtown. And I think that might be a little difficult.
Rose, do we still have that other? We do. We are going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Ben, you're up next with Sharon Bronson. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, good afternoon. I was wondering if you could explain to me or to the audience the level of bonding and debt that Pima County currently holds. If I understand it correctly, it's more than the rest of the counties in the state combined. Is that correct? And how do you plan to deal with that?
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Actually, you have to do a total, you're comparing apples to oranges. You got to look at the total indebtedness of the region. And if you do that, I mean, compare us to Maricopa County, the other large metropolitan county in the state. If you look at total indebtedness, taking into account cities, towns, special taxing districts, we're pretty much at the same level as Maricopa County. They choose to have, you know, a special taxing district for a jail, a special taxing district for the hospital. These are all things that we have just on our on the Pima County aspect, the secondary and the primary. So not everybody operates the same way we do. We have decided, because we think voters need to be involved, and if we were to put everything on the primary, voters would not be involved. It would just be a decision by the five-member Board of Supervisors. But in terms of infrastructure and you know, whether we're doing vertical construction or horizontal construction roads, we decided that the voters need to have a say on what projects they want, and it's not should that decision shouldn't be made simply by a five-member board, the Board of Supervisors. So, again, you've got to put it in perspective and understand what you're comparing. And I appreciate the comment, Ben.
The Pima County Board of Supervisors is the bond. The legislature has – the law has been now signed by the governor that will require an audit of the road bond dollars in Pima County. There will be some action expected at the Tuesday meeting concerning this. Is this a bond audit, the creation of a nine-member bond audit committee that will, in effect, be like a liaison to the Auditor General?
That is one of the recommendation that is coming to us on Tuesday from the Bond Advisory Committee. They recommended the audit committee they recommended this internal audit committee to assist the AG as they do their audit and to review the materials that Pima County is going to be providing to the Auditor General, and we have thousands and thousands of pages, as well as Pima County's Truth and Bonding Code. The members, yes, you're right, nine members is what's being recommended. Four of those members would come from the Bond Advisory Committee now, we'd have four members nominated by the chair and vice chair, and then from the current committee, and then a member from the largest employer in Pima County, which would be Raytheon. We would invite Raytheon to submit a name, and then one member from the largest chamber, which is the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, a member from the largest business executives association in Arizona, Southern Arizona Leadership Council, and a member from the largest regional economic development organization in Pima County, which is TRIO, and then finally a member from the largest public utility in Pima County, which is Tucson Electric Power. So this audit committee would be a full committee subject to open meeting laws. Again, we want transparency. We want thorough review. We want thoughtful review. And that is what is being recommended, and I certainly support it.
Mr. Huckleberry, Chuck Huckleberry, says he thinks it's a complete waste of money, this audit, but he says it's the legislature's money to waste.
Well, they could give us that money to fill.
But I guess that's the taxpayers' money,
right? That means it's the taxpayers' money to waste. And But again, we welcome the audit, and we welcome an audit that is a serious, legitimate audit. We have nothing to hide, and I think that that's what this audit will show. But yes, I don't know what it's going to cost, but I can tell you that it would fill a few potholes.
Yeah, a few potholes in all the neighborhoods that people – I'm sure you're – is that kind of the number one complaint you get at your office about potholes? And
If we look at over the last 9 months, I think that tops the list of complaints. It's roads, whether it's potholes or other issues related to roads.
And economic development, your role with TRIO, you are on the chairman's circle. Is that correct?
TRIO, yes. I was, as I said, one of my causes since I've been on the board, or one of my focuses has been economic development. I was a member of the original Blue Panel that developed TRIO. I was a co-chair of TRIO, and we are not the county as a county representative. I'm in the chairman's circle, and again, we're focused on the 21st century jobs. I think TRIO is a premier economic development organization. It has been recognized, as you know, nationally for its work, and its blueprint is a blueprint for success in the 21st century.
Okay, Sharon Bronson with us on the Buckmaster Show. That's going to wrap up our half hour with Sharon Bronson, who today announced on our program that she is officially a candidate for Pima County Supervisor running for a fifth term. Sharon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Sharon Bronson with us. Jack Chalm, the nutrition reporter, is coming up. If you have any nutrition questions, now would be the time. Call us at 790-2040, 790-2040. Any questions about supplements, nutrition, health, Jack Chalm will be the gentleman who can answer those questions for you as we continue on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder is offering assurances that the Obama administration respects the authority of the courts. In a letter that was written at the direction of a federal judge, Holder said the Justice Department has never asked any court to limit judicial review. The Ohio National Guard says three U.S. soldiers killed in a suicide attack in Afghanistan this week were from Ohio, as were several others who were seriously wounded in that bombing. The Mississippi State Senate has given final passage to a bill that could close the state's only abortion clinic. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed heading into the final half hour of today's trading. The Dow is down about 20 points at 13,054. The NASDAQ is up 11. The S&P 1 point lower. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Why travel to Paris in search of that special antique when you have Augustus Paris Antiques right here in Tucson? Owner Roberta Fransheim specializes in selecting one-of-a-kind pieces of European antique furniture and objects of art from the 19th century to mid-20th century chic. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. From politics to your health. Are you interested in keeping your brain younger and sharper? Well, probably everyone is nodding their head yes to that question. Really, who isn't? The lead story in the April edition of the Nutrition Reporter, published by our friend Jack Chalom, cites several new studies highlighting the importance of good nutrition and supplementation in maintaining mental fitness. Based here in Tucson, Jack Chalom is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's a best-selling author. He has more than 20 books to his credit, including his latest, No More Fatigue, which is doing very well. Jack, how you doing?
Good. Nice to be back on the show, Bill.
It's good to see you. You know, when it comes to keeping the brain fit, I think everybody's looking for, hey, what can I do to stay sharp?
Yeah, and I think brain fitness and Alzheimer's, the risk of losing it, it is one of the scariest things facing people, especially when you're past age 60 and you realize you're becoming a little more forgetful. There was a study recently in which doctors measured blood levels of the omega-3 fish oils. We've talked a lot about those over the last few months. And what they found was that people with the highest blood levels of DHA, which is one of the two key components of fish oils.
Is the other one EPA?
EPA, okay. Correct. All right. I won't even try to pronounce the name. You know, biochemists come up with these 20-syllable names.
But the two important ones, DHA and EPA.
Yeah, and what the study showed was that people with the highest blood levels of DHA did better on various cognitive tests. And those tests really looked at decision-making ability, abstract thinking, memory, what's called visual memory, which is really about remembering something you see. And also, people with the higher DHA levels were less likely to have smaller brains. Brain shrinkage is one of the risk factors for Alzheimer's.
Wow, I did not realize that our brains could be shrinking right before our very eyes.
Yeah, right before our very eyes.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a supplement then for fish oil, it becomes very important that you have the proper amount of DHA and I guess EPA too, right?
Yeah, and the supplements will vary a little bit. Some will be higher in DHA, some higher in EPA. And what I often tell people is if you're concerned about brain issues, look for more DHA. If you're more concerned about inflammation issues like arthritis, look for higher amounts of EPA.
But certainly about 2,000 milligrams combined DHA and EPA might be about right.
Yeah, and that really ranges depending on the formulation from about 2 to 4 soft gel capsules a day. Now, there is another related study that looked at multivitamin use. And this is interesting because, you know, when I am asked to help someone create a basic supplement program. It's really about a multivitamin, fish oils, and vitamin D. Those are the big three. But here is another study that showed people who take multivitamins have better brain function.
Wow. And rosemary was a key component. It's a common culinary herb.
Yeah, and we find a lot of rosemary in Greek cooking, and you often find rosemary combined with garlic and lemon. And this was a study that focused on people who were given various doses of rosemary, basically ground up as supplements. And taking the equivalent of what you would get in a meal, improved memory. Higher doses didn't have any greater benefits. So it's kind of like, you know, what you would get in chicken seasoned with rosemary and garlic.
Sounds good. I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. Jack Chalom is with us. He is the nutrition reporter. He reports on nutrition for us here on the Buckmaster Show. If you have any questions concerning your supplementation or nutrition, now would be the time to join in on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. I would characterize this issue, your April issue, as kind of the brain issue. Here's another, you were mentioning vitamin E. Cognitive impairment limited or linked, I should say, to low vitamin E levels.
Yeah, this was an interesting study. And when you go back in the literature, the medical literature, about 15 years ago, there were a number of controlled clinical trials showing that vitamin E supplements slowed the progression of Alzheimer's disease. So this study, the brand new one, looked at vitamin E levels, and people who had low levels really were at a greater risk of cognitive impairment.
Vitamin E's getting kind of a bad, or has had sort of a mixed rap, hasn't it, lately?
Yeah, it seems to go in and out of favor about every 10 years, and it's almost cyclical. And decades ago, people referred to it as the sex vitamin because it was involved in fertility. And then in 1996, the American Heart Association declared it as one of the top 10 heart discovery substances of the year. And then it's gone out of favor again for the most part. But there's still a lot of good reasons to take it, and I keep taking it.
I had a question about, I believe it was milk thistle. Is that correct, Rose? Yeah, the caller did not want to go on the air. Milk thistle, as far as muscle, toning the muscles, I think he wanted a question about the liver.
Yeah, milk thistle, especially the what's called the silymarin extract, is very important for liver function. A lot of great research on it. And the use of milk thistle really goes back 2,000 years, if not longer, to the ancient Greeks and Egyptians. It seems to boost the liver's ability to detoxify hazardous compounds. And again, this is very well documented in the medical literature. I take it from time to time. And considering that we all live in a pretty toxic world, it's worthwhile taking. And speaking of toxicity in our world, there was just an article in today's New York Times about arsenic and Benadryl and Tylenol, which are pumped into a lot of commercial chickens.
Wow.
Just, one more way toxins are hitting us. And all of this stuff is illegal, but the big chicken producers keep pumping it into the animals. All a good reason to get foods like this from small farms or organic sources.
I didn't know that chickens had so much joint pain and headaches that they needed to have Tylenol pumped into their daily feed anyway. So you're saying look for perhaps more of the boutique chicken.
Yeah, Whole Foods is a good place. Not really wanting to make a plug for them, but they've got
No, we like Whole Foods. I shop there.
They've got good organic sources of chicken.
So quickly here, let's wrap up your issue. You had more about fish oil and eye health. And what about the lowering the risk of stroke that was mentioned in this issue?
Yeah. You know, what the standard medical treatment for an eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa, it's an inherited disease, is 15,000 IU of vitamin A daily. It's a very tiny capsule. But some doctors decided to see if there were benefits based on research on fish oils and other eye diseases. And they found that people who had higher consumption of fish oils were less likely to have a rapid progression of this eye disease. In other words, when they had fish oils and a lot of fish in their diets, the progression of retinitis pigmentosa slowed. And in terms of stroke risk, there's a group of antioxidants called flavonoids found in fruits and veggies. They're one of the family of substances that add color to fruits. And people who have a higher intake of these flavonoids, especially from citrus, have a lower risk of stroke.
Okay, Jack Chalom, where can folks get a hold of the Jack Chalom Nutrition Reporter newsletter?
I've got a whole year's back issues free up on my website, nutritionreporter.com.
Okay, Jack, thanks so much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Your legal questions, that's coming up next with Don Luce. He's the contributor on legal affairs on The Buckmaster Show. Lots to talk about, as usual, with Mr. Luce. That's coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We started with politics, we moved to health, and as Jack Challen was talking about, the shrinking brain, and now we move on to the legal field with Don Luce. How's that for an introduction, Don Luce?
Fantastic, Bill.
Talking about shrinking brain. Good to see Don Luce, attorney Don Luce of Luce Brown and Associates, whose offices are in Tucson and in Phoenix. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor. He's the author of 2 very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, and estate planning in Arizona, what you need to know. Don, good to see you.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be back.
Front page story in today's Arizona Daily Star concerning what's actually a free speech issue, a bid by Ted Vogt, Representative Ted Vogt, a Tucson Republican, to update telephone harassment laws has hit a speed bump over concerns it could stifle legitimate speech on the internet. What is at the heart of this, Don Luce?
First Amendment, Bill. This proposal would extend the prohibition to basically the internet. It would cover blogs. It would cover Twitter messages. It would cover email messages.
Facebook?
Yes. And under this legislation, it would be a crime to, and I'll just quote, terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, annoy, or offend with a message. So the legislation, in my estimation, is facing some First Amendment free speech hurdles, and it's also probably going to be revised to add some fixes to it so that in order to be a crime, it would have to be targeted to a specific individual as opposed to a group message, and perhaps the communication would also have to be unwanted or unsolicited. But again, anytime you get into this regulation of speech, you're getting into some very murky legal territory because there is a strong First Amendment freedom of speech protection, and this sort of stuff always brings you to the line and, to be perfectly honest, invites a court challenge.
Well, we are very glad there is strong protection of the First Amendment right. If you would like to speak with Don Luce, if you have a legal question, 790-2040, 790-2040. So you say this is kind of back to the drawing board. I think Representative Vogt, who we are hoping to have on our program here next week, I think he would agree that this needs some tweaking.
Well, and he's acknowledged that he's going to have to revise the legislation in order to have a chance of getting it passed. You have some people who are looking at it and saying, you know, we're really not excited about passing it as it's currently written. If you change it and tighten it up, we may have You may have our support in passing it. But again, this is a House bill. It is not yet in the form to send to the governor. It may be soon.
Well, the 2010 initiative allowing people with a doctor's recommendation for certain specific medical conditions to get a state-issued card, allowing them to obtain up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana every 2 weeks for personal use. Well, 2 years this has been since the voters passed the initiative, and it seems like every month, Don Luce, we are talking about medical marijuana.
It's quite incredible, actually. Prop 203, which was narrowly passed in November of 2010, is coming up on its 2-year anniversary, and we still don't have dispensaries from which cardholders can obtain the medical marijuana that the voters have said they're entitled to. This latest law, which has actually been signed into legislation, makes college and university campuses off limits. Well, the problem with that is that the proposition didn't provide for that. And so the supporters are saying, if you force us to, we will take this back to court because, Governor Brewer, you do not have the right to change the proposition that was passed by the voters. So you may find that we're in yet a third round of court battles. The first round involved the so-called advisory ruling that Governor Brewer was seeking because she said she was afraid that state employees might be subject to federal prosecution. The second round of cases was in Maricopa County, and that was brought by the medical marijuana proponents who said, look, it's been a year and a half now since this proposition was passed. You really need to start issuing licenses so that this medical marijuana can be properly dispensed. They won that, and now they're challenging Governor Brewer again and threatening to take her back to court over this latest legislation.
Well, you wonder, Don Luce, how long this is going to go on. I mean, how long can this – well, I guess it could go on forever.
I don't think so. I think this summer we're going to see the Department of Health Services start to issue the licenses to the dispensaries, and I think we're going to get the process started. But I still think this college and university campus restriction is going to be challenged judicially, and I think that's going to be something that is going to be decided later this year.
Have other states had trouble getting this off the ground that have passed the medical
marijuana? Nothing like Arizona.
Nothing like what it has taken to get this going. Texting and cell phone use by teen drivers, that's always a big issue. Arizona lawmakers are renewing a push for legislation to prohibit young drivers from using cell phones while behind the wheel.
Well, you know, this is very similar to the ordinance that was passed in Tucson and became effective April 1st, prohibiting texting. This law, however, would be statewide, whereas the Tucson ordinance, of course, is only in the city of Tucson. Under this proposal, a young driver who's on a beginner permit or a graduated license could not use a wireless device while driving. And the thought is that because the driver is relatively inexperienced, it's probably justified. Statistics prove out that young drivers, when distracted, are less equipped to avoid collisions than more experienced drivers. And so I think there's some rational basis for this legislation. But again, it would be statewide, and it would apply only to young drivers with beginner permits or graduate licenses, and it would complement the existing ordinance that Tucson just passed, and there's also a similar ordinance in Phoenix that prohibits texting and driving.
30 states, other states, have already banned cell phone use by teen drivers, so it's being done pretty much across the country.
Exactly, and I think it's, as I said, a good idea because teen drivers have enough of a challenge with just the operation of the vehicle, let alone the distraction of a cell phone. Texting or talking is very distracting while they're behind the wheel.
Don Luce is with us. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the law. What's this about the false alarm ordinance that is beginning in the city of Tucson, correct, Don Luce?
Yes. This is a law that was passed several months ago. It just took effect April 1st. And what it requires is homeowner who has an alarm system to register with the Tucson Police Department. The registration fee is $20. Now, there is an opt-out provision, but if you don't register and pay the registration fee and you have a false alarm, you will get assessed a false alarm charge that will be fairly significant. And so the incentive is to get households with alarm systems registered and to work hand in hand with the Tucson police to better service those calls.
Is this being done elsewhere? Have you heard about this in other cities?
Yes. This is a fairly common regulatory scheme, and the fee actually goes to help defer the cost of responding to false alarms because, as we all know, in an imperfect world, some of the alarms are not actual calls that police need to respond to.
Don Luce is the author of Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers. Over 2,000 copies have been sold. Congratulations on that. You're working on an update, too.
Thanks. Yes. In fact, the publisher has the manuscript for the update. The second edition will be coming out soon.
Well, when it is available, we will let our listeners know, and we'll perhaps spend a good deal of a segment talking about that. Don Luce, always a pleasure seeing you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Don Luce, also the author of Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido. At Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. It is a beautiful facility. If you've not checked it out, find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The Buckmaster Show also made possible in part by Flowers, Rieger, and Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at Flowers Rieger, that's RIEGER.com. Who doesn't need a CPA this time of year with taxes upon us? That's going to do it for the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will have City Manager Richard Miranda as our Friday Focus interview tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. And of course, we'll have the Friday Reporters Roundtable. Never a shortage of things to talk about on Friday. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.